And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Rose France. And this week, as we get back to our regular shows, we've got a bit of reminiscing to do.
Yes, it was Bristol Pride on Saturday, and we've got some wonderful highlights coming up for you today during the next hour, right here on Shout Out. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Steph.
Oh, good evening. I didn't know you were going to be talking to me now.
Well, why not?
She's in the room, you may as well.
I was led back away from the mic.
You're not in commentary or anything, you know.
Good evening.
Did we wake you up? I'm so sorry. Were you having a nana nap?
Oh,
that's what Ivan calls it, a nana nap.
Yeah. Or a siesta here in Spain.
But did we all have fun at Pride?
We did, yes.
Oh, what a day.
I had 2 days of sore throat after.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, well, my voice is, I think, just about coming back now. I woke up the next morning, I'm like, hello.
All that broadcasting.
Yeah. Carthel is wonderful. I was so quiet.
Was it broadcasting or was it shouting in the pub later, Andy?
Well, I went up to the Bear Bar afterwards.
Yep.
And there was more people in the street than there was in the Bear Bar. But it was great. Well, until it rained, actually.
Yes, of course. And then didn't you say they all rushed in?
Yeah,
into
rushed in.
A big beary huddle.
Which is fun.
A buddle, they call it.
A buddle.
But, how romantic.
I mean, weren't we lucky with the weather? Because, of course, Sunday it tipped it down.
Yeah. And it was good because it wasn't that hot. I mean, it was.
No, it
pretty
was
warm,
hot.
But it wasn't.
I burnt my head.
Aww.
I'll put suntan lotion on it and all. Right. And we were in that marquee and I still burnt my head. I don't quite
we'll
know.
We'll have to get you a little shout out cap.
Yes. A little flat cap, I think, would be good.
Yeah. So, but yes, and it's been wonderful ever since because all of the celebrities that we spoke to have been tweeting us and retweeting us and spoken to. Even Heather Small, bless her, is now following us on Twitter
and
Facebook. And
wasn't she fantastic?
She was amazing. And she was one of the nicest interviews I've ever done in my life.
And
as well.
I just, because if Heather is listening, I just.
She
like
probably
say,
is.
She hugged me and I haven't washed since.
Oh, I wonder what the smell was.
Thank you, Heather.
Hello, Heather.
If you missed the interview, because of course a load of people were actually there, so they haven't heard a lot of the stuff we broadcast during the day. But we have got loads of clips coming up for you today of. There wasn't enough room in the show to fit the whole lot in, so I'm sure we'll do another show later on in the year. We may even do it as a Christmas special. We do that sometimes. Ooh. Which is quite cool. Christmas
and
to reminisce.
Twisted Rio contact me as well.
Oh, did you
say that again?
Send Twisted Rio, because I was producing at that point, and saying thank you so much to everyone for making his because he was really nervous.
Oh,
was he?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. So we had a good chat, and he said it was a really nice night, and thank you to the Shout Out crew.
Oh, that's great. Nice
news.
It's
lovely when they say things like that. So, yep. But we've got quite a few clips for you today. I've tried to fit as many in as I can, and we'll see how we go.
Yep.
But if we don't fit them all in, we'll do some more on another show. So, but I have got our interview with Heather.
Oh, of course he has.
You'll be pleased to hear. can't not have that because that was just like the highlight. So, still.
Excellent.
Yes. Should we kick off with the first one? Actually,
I think we should.
Think about it.
Yes.
So, this is how the day started.
Happy Pride! Happy Pride from
Bi-Visible! From the NUT!
From Bristol Bison!
From UE Bristol!
From Hooping Man! Hula Girls!
And may I say, I'm really jelly ass. I used to do it when I was about 10, and then I've got boy hips, so they just go... But I'll watch you. Happy Pride! Just caught up with Dr. Finn McKay, who's been on Shout Out Radio several times.
I'm just here with my UE contingent from the University of the West of England. So we've got the student union out at UE committee here, various staff and people from the equalities team.
What are you looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to catching Heather Small, hopefully later on.
Brilliant. And are you going to be behind that big old rainbow banner?
Yes, if I can position myself back there with our rainbow UE banner and hopefully near the unicorn, which seems to be leading the march as well. There's a multicoloured unicorn up front.
I saw that. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Dr. Finn. See you later. Just been assaulted by a rainbow flag on the march by somebody who looks possibly like a lesbian. It makes me want to come out. Oh, there she goes again. I've just caught up with some lovely ladies who've bought
two proud dogs. We've got Holly the Collie and UC the Collie. UC's only 7 months old. This is her first pride. And Holly, she's a veteran. She's been to three. This is her third. Yeah. So
they look fantastic. I'm right in a throng of the march through Broadmead and I've caught up with the Green Party.
Hi, I'm Seth.
How long has the Green Party had an LGBT group?
I think since about 1998, but obviously it's grown a lot in more recent years. Well, I'm here with my two friends, the two Peters, lifelong Green and gay rights activists, who I was recently able to attend their marriage, although they've been together for over 30 years, so it's lovely to be marching with them. We've been talking about previous prides we've been on and how we've walked down the same streets with only a couple of hundred people, and how lovely it is to be here in such a big march with so many people being out and proud.
So I'm a little bit jealous. I've just stumbled across a bunch of lesbians with Prosecco, which is like a bit of a dream really, isn't it? What are you looking forward to today?
Walking through town instead of just down Baldwin Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Through Cabot Circus.
Everybody's rainbow-tastic. Hope, you look fantastic. What are you looking forward to today?
Everything! I'm looking forward to everything because I think Pride is a moment where you can have fun together and enjoy your day.
You are fantastic.
I just want to say to everybody that rainbows are fabulous.
Rainbows are fabulous. What about unicorns?
Amazing.
There is one right at the front. Did you know that?
Is there?
Yes.
I have to get a selfie with that then.
Definitely.
Happy Pride!
What are you looking forward to?
Pride.
And why are you here?
Because I'm proud. Happy Pride.
I'm really proud that you're here. Are you really proud that you're here?
Oh, I'm really proud I'm here. I'm looking forward to supporting Equalia Forum here.
So I think actually this is probably the biggest Pride march that I've seen. I can't see the end of it and I can't see the beginning of it. And we're just waiting to get in. Everybody's just waiting to get in now to the site.
Hi!
Hannah from Off The Record. Hi, Hannah. What a great turnout today. Can you say a little bit more about how many people are here?
I know, it's brilliant. It just feels like massively bigger compared to last year. And with our little youth contingent, it's probably about five times bigger than it was last year. So it's absolutely amazing.
What are you looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to getting our area going. So we've got loads and loads of activities and stuff going on for all the young people. And we're right by the roller disco, so I'm definitely going to have a break and get some skates on, I think.
Yeah, I'll go around to the roller disco with you.
All right, you got a deal.
Hi, did you enjoy the march?
The march was fantastic. Beautiful day, the weather was beautiful, the crowd was wonderful, the colours were wonderful, and the singing was wonderful from Sing Out Bristol, of course, as it always is.
Well, I just joined the youth space, and who have we got here?
Cyclotricity.
How long have you been going?
Just about 5 minutes. We're doing okay. It's quite easy.
Why are you here?
Well, we're promoting environmentally friendly stages, so this is all pedal powered, this stage, as opposed to other stages that maybe use diesel generators, which we don't like at all.
Speaking to Freddie, one of the organisers for Bristol Pride. Hi, Freddie.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi. Wasn't that a fantastic march?
It was amazing. I only got to see it on the way in because I'm in the community area. All our stalls here today, all setting up, keeping everyone happy. Everyone's so excited. You should see all the flags, all the smiles, all the freebies. It's wonderful. It is already full here and it's just starting. It's going to be such a busy day. I think we're going to have the site used to its full capacity all day.
Can I just say happy Pride, Freddie Dorr?
Happy Pride.
Oh, yeah. That was great work, Mitch. If you're listening at home, yeah, great work.
How's it go?
Strong.
How's it go, Mitch?
So they just go...
I tell you, we need to talk to Darren and Jane about moving Pride. Castle Pride big enough, was it?
But the Castle Park. Well, no. He has said that they may not be able to have it there next year.
Oh, it's got to be the Downs. I think. What a lovely march that would be.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes. Up to the
Downs. 4,500 people on the march. Apparently,
very good.
Wow.
The numbers are still kind of a bit up in the air. I'm sure we'll get Darren on later on and find out the exact numbers. But I know that there was over 9,000 people in the park. Last year, I know they had over 200,000 through the park, I believe. Mm. So who knows how many we had this year. But we'll find
staggering,
out, won't we? So, what have I done with your jingle? Right.
Where's my jingle?
No, we're in a slightly different order this time, aren't we? So here we go. You ready? Right, so just to confuse me this week, I thought it was supposed to be Lucy doing this this week, but you switched, didn't you?
Yeah, we've swapped.
You swapped.
But in fact, all three of us turned up for the actual so
you don't look anything like Lucy.
This is Lucy very true.
I'm very confused.
So what are we doing? What are we doing this week, though?
Well, we're going abroad.
The big pride,
we're going abroad.
Are we?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where are we going?
Cardiff.
Oh, okay.
So if you're in Bristol, you need your passports ready to cross the Severn Estuary.
£4.60, whatever it is.
But what confused the hell out of me was the fact that there's two big events in Cardiff
right.
at the same time. We got the big queer picnic, but it's Pride Cymru. Which I hope I pronounced Cymru?
Is Cymru? That,
I anyway, think that's it. Pride Wales.
Is it, I'm sure it's Cymru, isn't it? Or is it Cymru?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not well.
Anyway, I really
apologise to our Welsh listeners.
Yes, exactly.
I should have looked that one up before we went on there, really, shouldn't we?
Do the two L's. Clan.
Clan, yes.
Clan. So if it, do if you need some more water?
Sorry, microphone.
Can we just say, is it Welsh Pride?
Is Welsh Pride in Cardiff.
In Cardiff.
But alongside that is this this queer picnic.
All right.
It's inclusive, so it's not just if you're gay or lesbian or trans. It's fully inclusive. It's non-commercialised community-organised events celebrating our sexual and gender diversity. There's a full and wide variety of local performances that will blow your minds, including acoustic music, belly dancing.
This is at the picnic?
Yes.
I've got to the Pride event yet. Wouldn't it?
Poetry, spoken word, yoga, theatre, face painting, henna, and more, more, more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all free. They're going to end the day with a kiss for freedom, where we'll walk with from Sophia Gardens to Nye Bevan's statue on Queen Street and count down to kiss. Remembering our siblings in 77 countries where the sexuality or gender identity is a crime. Okay, now their event is on Facebook, so if you just go on Facebook and put in the Big Queer Picnic, it will come up with all the information, but that runs for most of the day. Now, coincidentally, Pride Cymru is actually on at the same time. If you want to start the parade, you have to be registered. Did we register for the Bristol?
No.
You did. No. You have to register here. So the registration opens at 10 o'clock at Churchill Way in Cardiff,
and
the parade starts at 11:30.
Oh, so you haven't got to do it before the day then?
No, on the morning. Yeah. It's open early, so you can get into Churchill Way at 10 o'clock and register, but the march is underway at 11:30.
No, you have to be at ours. You have to be at ours a bit early so that they can get you all in line and the like and get people
I've never been to Churchill Way, but Queen Square in Bristol is quite a big place to start, isn't it? So it's quite good for an event like that. Oh, and they got some good acts. Hazel Dean. Snap. Alicia Dixon.
Oh, they got Snap.
Yeah.
As in like Rhythm is a Dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you want to sing it?
Oh, I love that song.
Are you going to sing it?
It reminds me of being about 12.
You and Rose sing that. Do you
know
the Rose?
What is it?
Andy, I'll sing it to you.
What, Rhythm is a Dancer?
Oh, Rhythm is a Dancer.
Oh, well, Rose is going to sing it then.
No, that was it.
Oh.
Snap.
It's probably in the library.
What are any of their other tunes?
I've Got the Power.
I've Got the Power. That one. There you go.
That's the one. That's my favourite.
Yeah, that was their first one. Anyway, sorry, digressing. Carry on.
Right, keep going. That's March. So Pride takes off at midday and goes all day. And there's various zones. They've got a family zone, the cultural market, arts and crafts, street food, village and bars. So if you're buzzing from the Bristol Pride, get abroad. Take your passport, get across one of the seven bridges, or both.
How do they go, Mitch?
So they just go...
Oh dear!
She's going to come and hit you.
I know she is. Yeah. But I just laughed my head off when I heard that, so I had to cut it out. But, right, cool. Is that?
That's it, my love.
Cool.
That's
Thank
it.
You. You're a star.
My name's Twister Brio, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, we'll be back with some more Pride highlights for you coming up in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Adele and Skyfall, the Bond song, which Sing Out actually sung. Matt's waving along. So. I was trying to cut some of the audio off the stage, and it didn't record very well, and it wasn't coming out very well. So, if we can get it to a state where it sounds good, we'll play it on another show in the future.
Yeah,
sure.
Or they'll just have to come in here and sing it live.
Well,
that's a challenge.
Yes.
Let's do that.
They have done that before, actually.
Yeah.
We have had the whole of Sing Out here in the studio.
Yeah,
but not in the studio.
No,
they're
but
outside
out there.
In the green
it
room.
It could
area,
happen again.
So. So, but yeah, were you either of you two there at the point when Sing Out? Yeah, you both were there, I think. When you were Sing Out with performing?
Yes, yes.
It was quite early on. Yeah. They opened kind of thing, really.
That's right.
Didn't they? So
we were backstage, I think, weren't we? So we didn't get to see them, but we heard them, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely heard them. Yeah. Yes. I was doing wires and cables and things.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Well, there was lots and lots going on because, of course, we had the community stall and there was the VIP area, which Natalie loved.
Yes. Why was that?
I wonder. Well, she sent part of this report, so have a listen. You can find out, I'm sure.
This is Nathan Adam from the Rainbow Community Tent. I'm here with Bivisible, with Nicholas Cooper, head of Bivisible.
I'm not the head of anything.
You're not ahead of anything. Would you say this is a community effort?
Definitely, it's a collaborative effort, yeah.
This is your first time in the tent?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a really good reaction from everybody, really positive. We've made all these badges and they've all disappeared now, so that's been very popular. Good to be here.
Has anyone shown any interest in coming to the group?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to have a few new members. Some people have been coming up to the stall and they're really excited. Oh, wow, there's a bi group. I didn't know about this. Fantastic.
This is Natalie. I'm up at the cabaret stage and it is rocking.
It is phenomenal at the cabaret stage today. We've got a huge crowd.
Yeah, I sort of wandered up thinking it'd be quiet, you know, everyone be going down to the main stage, but I think you got a bigger crowd here. What do you reckon?
We always kind of do get a bigger crowd at the start of the day because we start bang on 12 o'clock and we go right through till 6. So we literally have acts on right throughout the day, 6 hours of full-on entertainment. It's a phenomenal pride, huge parade this year, so I'm really, really happy to be part of it.
Yeah, no, I saw the parade and it just seems to be going on forever.
It was just phenomenal. It was the amount of people that were actually involved that weren't in specific groups, the amount of people that just literally joined in from the general public. This year, the support for Bristol Pride has been huge. Absolutely brilliant. I will see you for a drink later on, my love.
Okay. Mwah. Have a great show.
Have a great Pride, my lovely.
Oh, now I've come up to the cabaret stage where you expect to see lots of people sort of dressed up. And we've got some of the leather guys here. You've got a leather Bristol badge on. Are you your local man, sir?
Yeah, Brislington.
Okay, and is Bristol Pride a regular one for you?
Yep, every year.
I mean, Bristol does have quite a special sort of leather scene, doesn't it? And we've got a leather Pride coming up. Why do you think that's happened then over the years in Bristol?
I don't know, really. I think you've obviously got a combination of people who've come together and had the same interests. It's a bit like San Francisco over at Old Market. It's a good vibe.
Okay, now I'm going to have to ask you, because it is radio, you have to describe what you're wearing for the listeners, if that's all right.
What am I wearing? I've got a leather shirt on, leather tie, and leather trousers sucked into leather boots.
Now, speaking practically, because it's a hot day, sunny day, is it a bit warm in there when you get in the sun?
I'm always hot.
This is Natalie. I'm up in the VIP area with some people who have been like enjoying a lot of the Pride Week. And you were here last night. Did you camp all night?
No, we didn't, although you might have thought it from the way we were there with our deck chairs and rug and everything, and the amount of food we had piled up around us as provisions.
So what was on last night?
It was Rocky Horror. They had the film up on the stage, and it was just an amazing evening. Fantastic fun.
Were you all dancing?
You wouldn't believe it. Everyone was up and dancing the Time Warp in the middle of Castle Park. And poor people meandering past on the side just looking at us going, what are they doing? And then of course you hear the music and everyone's off during the Time Warp. Fantastic evening, and loads of people dressed up as well, which was really good.
Did you dress up?
I did have a feather boa on and a bit of a coat, but some of the guys made a real special effort, and they were up in the local shop, so everyone's looking at them going, you're going to see Rocky Horror, aren't you? It's just that obvious when you have the maid's outfit on and the makeup.
So how many people were here for that, about, you know, approximately?
I would guess there's about 150 people. I mean, literally the area just in front there of the stage, it was fairly well packed. And I mean, everyone's just having a really good time, and even the rain didn't dampen anyone's enthusiasm. The Pride team were well prepared and had ponchos available for anybody who wanted to sit in the rain, and everyone just carried on and enjoyed the movie.
Oh, excellent. And today, how are you enjoying today?
It's been amazing. I mean, the organisation's been brilliant. Brilliant march, taking it all the way through Broadmead and Cabot Circus. Lovely idea. And the crowds today and the weather, it's going to be a fantastic Pride.
Okay. Any particular acts you're looking forward to seeing?
For me, Heather Small. I love that woman. Her singing's incredible. But I think they've got some really good acts on this year. And Boogaloo Stu's my favourite compere. He makes me laugh every year.
Oh, that's wonderful. And thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. Have a great pride yourself.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Nikki French and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
How do you say it? Kim...
Cymru.
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 Cymru. There you go. That's how you say it.
Pride Cymru.
The Shout Out Podcast.
The wonderful Nikki French. She was really good fun to interview as well. She was absolutely full of beans, wasn't she?
Jumping about, yes. She was.
Jumping about like a jumping bean. I just thought I'd relate quite a little bit of a funny story about that song, which originally it was done by Bonnie Tyler,
of course.
And Bonnie Tyler apparently went on holiday somewhere. I think it was in the Spanishy region. This is just a couple of years ago.
The Spanishy region.
Spanishy region, somewhere like that.
Spain?
Yes, somewhere in Spain or something like that. And anyway, she entered into a singing competition where she did that song, right, to sound like the artist, and she didn't win.
No
and
way.
That is a true story.
Oh my God.
That's a true story. Amazing. She didn't win.
It wasn't at the time, though, when Nikki French's version was out. Yeah, maybe it was. That one.
No, it wasn't that long ago, but it's just so funny. It's just like she didn't win. She's like, hang on a minute, but I am Bonnie Tyler, because she didn't reveal her identity.
I don't know.
There you go.
Well, still to come, we've got our interview with Heather Small at the end of
Who?
The night.
Oh, Heather yeah, sorry, Small. Yes, Heather
How
Small.
Can you forget?
Heather I'm
Small.
Only joking. And he's giggling.
Well, it was really good. It was. I don't very often get starstruck, but I really did get starstruck that particular moment. But then didn't you?
No.
Who was sat right opposite? Like,
no,
a really famous
I didn't.
Hat.
I didn't. I liked
singer.
Her. I liked her.
She was lovely.
I mean, she's lovely. No, I didn't. I wouldn't say I was starstruck, but I mean, I respect her very much, and I meant what I said in my questionings that her voice has got better. She's amazing.
She is. She's really amazing. So,
yeah.
Anyway, enough of that for now, though. Let's find out what's going on in the world, because the news guys are in with us. So.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, 16th of July, 2015.
Bristol Pride's main festival took place at the weekend, as we've been hearing, with estimates of many thousands of people joining in the entertainment during the course of the day at Castle Park. No Pride would be complete, though, without the customary parade, and this year's was one of the largest parades seen in the city recently. As it made its colourful way through the central parts of the city, scores of groups, organisations and charities were represented, from the Armed Forces to the Solidarity Federation, the Pink Herrings Group for older lesbian women, to Rubbermen in all their finery and not a little sweat. It was a chance for networking, meeting up with friends old and new, and demonstrating to the whole region what LGBT hospitality means. And plans are already afoot for a Pride in 2016, so stay tuned for more details.
Journalist Jeremy Breyer has written in the oldest Jewish newspaper in Europe, The Chronicle, on his pride as a straight man in Tel Aviv's LGBT festival. Mr. Breyer said that gay friends, Jewish and Gentile, who had been travelling to the Pride festival had been treated courteously and with respect by officials and locals and had been impressed by the city's thriving gay and trans scenes. Mr. Breyer, however, laid into some LGBT activists later back home in Britain for supporting the Boycott Israel movement, claiming that they were trying to strangle the only democracy in the Middle East and the only place in the region where gay people are welcomed and celebrated. LGBT groups have sometimes been dragged into the politics of the Middle East, and there are sharp divisions within the movement over the Palestine-Israel conflict.
We all know that the BBC One science fiction programme Doctor Who has a huge LGBT following. The popular programme, reported in some quarters to be among the Beeb's largest exports to overseas broadcasters, will be back for a 10th series of its relaunch series in 2016. The announcement was, according to the media website Digital Spy, hidden in a dry BBC report, in which the corporation revealed it had invested in the 2016 series. The news will delight fans and confound sceptics, who keep predicting the immediate cancellation of the programme. The 2015 season of Doctor Who goes out on BBC One starting in September and runs until Christmas.
The Irish Parliament has successfully passed a progressive new gender recognition law. The Republic of Ireland has not previously recognised transgender people at all, but following a protracted legal battle with trans woman Dr. Lydia Foy, the government has committed to passing a trans recognition law. The Gender Recognition Bill has had a smooth journey through the Irish Parliament, and sweeping changes have been made to allow transgender people to gain legal recognition without seeing a doctor or getting medical treatment. This week, the legislation passed the upper house of the Irish state's legislature, the Senate, and reporters say that there's been very little opposition to the bill from either religious groups or anti-trans feminists, and it has quietly passed into law.
A huge fire broke out inside Manchester's Gay Village this week near Canal Street. Fire services were called to Bloom Street in the city centre on Wednesday morning, when smoke was spotted pouring from the area. It was later confirmed that Safad Takeaway Shop was the source of the fire and appears to have been badly damaged. There are no reports of any casualties.
It's Eid al-Fitr this weekend, the Islamic festival which marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. In Bristol, the specialist radio service Ramadan FM has been broadcasting for the last month on 87.7 FM, and it'll be ending its transmissions for another year on Friday evening. LGBT Muslim groups like Iman in Britain and Al-Fatiha in the US have been marking the end of the period with goodwill greetings to their members. Meanwhile, one of the longest established Muslim organisations in Britain, the Association of British Muslims, has been marking the first Memorial Day for victims of honour crimes. The association, which was founded in 1889, said that "We believe that honour-based crimes are not limited to women and girls and can make men and boys victims if they are seen to have been brought shame to the family." The association has worked with women's groups and LGBT organisations to combat misogyny and homophobia.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Ivan Jackson
and Matthew Tosh.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hello, I'm Dolly Rocket. A big shout out to Shout Out. Thank you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
You're listening to Shout Out live on BCFM Pirate Nation Radio and repeated on GFM and BSR and Bass Radio. Do stay with us. We are going to be talking to Heather Small. Well, we have spoke to Heather Small, but we're going to let you listen to it. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bucks Fizz.
There we go.
Land
that's a blast
of make-believe.
From the past, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they did do it at Pride.
Oh,
they
I bet
did
they
did
yeah.
perform it.
Yeah,
it was
of course.
And they were lovely as
did,
well.
Did I want to know? Did they do their Eurovision song "Making Your Mind Up"?
Yes.
And did Cheryl like rip her skirt off
yes.
like she did?
Yes, they did.
Love it. Oh, I missed it.
They,
what
they
a
looked,
shame.
They look really good because they're not. We should clarify, they're not called Bucks Fizz now. They're formerly from Bucks
yes,
Fizz.
Yes,
but
of course.
It's three of them. But they did have a fourth guy with them, new guy.
They're Bucks Fizz.
But they were really good. They did loads of really well-known stuff. Not their own stuff. They did quite a few other people's songs as well. But then they did their famous... And they were in lovely bright costumes as well. We've posted, actually, today. Mary has posted loads of the photos on Facebook and Twitter. Our new website launches soon as well. We're having a rebrand.
Yeah.
Well, not rebrand. We're having a refresh, and it will have pages with all the photos on it as well,
Marvellous.
So you'll be able to see it soon. So now there was one bit that certainly for me, and I hope it was for you.
Yeah,
as
it was
well,
definitely a highlight.
Was the highlight of the day. And we've broadcast Pride there for 3 years, and never been lucky enough to get the kind of headline act before. Usually because the stage is coming down around us, and there's just not enough time.
Yeah.
But this year we were really, really lucky. Not only did we manage to speak to Heather Small before we went on air when Matthew was doing a test broadcast, and she just came and said hello, which kind of threw everyone in the studio.
Yeah, because it was just so lovely. Yeah,
but we managed to catch up with her when she came off stage. You know, this is how it went. This is brilliant. This is
now. I have to admit, having been a big fan and listened all of my teenage years bopping away in the clubs, I never actually thought I would get to say this live on the radio. But I'm very pleased to say, Heather Small, welcome to Shout Out.
Thank you so very
welcome.
Much.
Welcome. What a performance!
How was that?
So fun. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's always fun.
How do they compare to other crowds? Because you've done quite a few gigs for crowds this size, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I would say that it's always the same. There's a really warm reception. Everybody's here to have a good time, just to love and be loved, and just make sure that they raise as much money as possible and profile. So it's all good.
Well, we were watching them, and it literally was the whole crowd singing along there, because they all knew the words as well,
which
must be wonderful when you're on stage.
It is. What's the problem is if they go wrong and you're watching somebody. there was one young man who knew every single word and all the words correctly. So I was mightily impressed.
You didn't go wrong though, did you?
Oh no. And even if I did, I wouldn't say. But no, I didn't go wrong at all.
Consummate professional.
No, yeah, exactly. Completely.
Have you done any other prides this year?
I did one more pride. That was in. I'm on the spot now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Somewhere.
It's all right. It's live radio. It's like,
was it Cambridge? I saw that you did a big headline somewhere at Cambridge.
That was the big festival in Cambridge.
Yeah.
It was one of the best gigs I did this year. Was assistant? I need assistant.
obviously, it wasn't as memorable as Bristol Pride. That's the thing. That's the important part.
Are you going to be touring at all?
I don't know. Maybe I'll come out next year because I'm 50 now, and I think to myself, I should.
You're kidding me.
No.
You got a painting in the attic, girlfriend?
No, I haven't. A girl just works out hard. So I think to myself, yeah, I owe it to my son's 18 now, so I should come out a little bit more. I think it would be fun. And when I do things like this and I get this kind of reception, you know, it's always...
It must be lovely.
Oh, it's a joy. It's an absolute joy.
I can't imagine what it's like to be on that stage singing and having that many people just loving every minute of it.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, as I'm always saying.
So
the ultimate high for me is getting on stage and singing.
Yeah, how do you keep your voice so fresh? It sounds just as if you were, you know, back in the early 90s.
I like you, young lady.
It's amazing.
I work out, and right. I also have vocal lessons. You're never too old to learn. I always wanted to be better. Anybody asked me back in those days, what did I want for myself? It was always to be a better singer. So now I think that I've earned my stripes, so I can call myself a singer as opposed to a vocalist.
So were you kind of like singing when you were a kid and the like? Or?
I didn't sing in bands as such, but I always liked to sing. I used to sing with my friends. I was the smallest, but I had the loudest voice. They used to put me to the back. Heather, you're too loud. I still get that. Heather, you're too loud.
I think you're lovely. I think you've got the most amazing voice. So what's next? Are you got a break, or are you off doing another pride? Or?
I'm doing some more gigs, some festivals in the summer. I like it because you come out, you do your thing, and everybody's just happy. You can't fault singing and dancing outdoors. It's liberating.
No.
You know, when there's an audience, they can push you to certain heights that you might feel limited anywhere else. But a live audience, you know, they're expecting a lot, but they're also on your side. And that's what I always get when I do a Pride event. You know, they're on my side.
Yeah.
And I want to do the best I can possibly do.
Do you like singing the new ones, or do you like going back to the old ones?
I don't mind.
Yeah.
If I go to see Shirley Bassey, I want her to sing the songs that I know.
Yeah. Well,
so I can't then, you know, throw...
It's true of every artist.
Yeah, so I think it's just nice to mix it up. But you never know.
That energy absolutely comes across when you're up there. It really does.
I feel like 15. I get up there and I'm like, oh, it is. I keep saying it's joyful. And like I said, the audience, when you have people that are that receptive and happy to see you and want you to sing those songs, however old they are. Mm. So, but if I do a live set, I throw in some different things that people don't expect. But you know, you come out to something like this, they want to hear your hits.
Of course.
And you know what? I'm just glad to have some. I'm not going to argue at all.
There's just so many of them. It is absolutely amazing, actually.
Talking.
It's just so incredible. They're just hit after hit after hit after hit. And I just can't believe it.
I have to, because the last time I saw you on TV, obviously, was on Miranda.
Oh yes, did the special.
Did you have any clue that they were going to, because they had the whole running thing the whole way through?
I don't think they knew at first.
It's just that
the actress started saying it, and then it became a thing.
Yeah.
And then they kept it. But doing the last show was really, really memorable, and it was funny.
I bet.
They're so professional. They're so great.
Yeah, they are.
And they keep a straight face, and sometimes it's side-splittingly funny, you know. And I did something with them in the round where they were practicing, and somebody will say, you know, say it more seductively or say it more something. Just give them an adjective.
And they can do it.
Bang.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's admirable.
They're pros.
It would seem.
I love it. Oh, it's
but
been
did,
so great.
Did you have no idea when the running joke kicked in? Had they spoken to you and said, do you mind if we do this?
No, they didn't. And I didn't mind. I mean, everyone knows that I don't take myself that seriously. And, you know, they talked about me in a flattering, it was a flattering way, you know.
It was lovely. Yeah, and they're so very funny as well. It's very, a shame it's very finished.
And it's high quality, so you don't mind, you know. Yeah. It's, I suppose it's like being a spitting image puppet.
No.
You know, secretly they're quite happy to be one.
Yeah, because it's never forgotten, is it?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But the thing is, I mean, they used that theme tune, obviously, for the Olympics, didn't they? To win the bid and everything. Yeah, I mean, wow, what an amazing...
It's been around the world, and it's taken me with it.
That's it.
I think it was even in Queer as Folk as well.
Oh, yeah. They did ask me to use it.
Did they?
Yeah. And I agreed. Yeah, because it was quite cutting edge and close to the knuckle.
Yes. It was
and
very
I
at
thought
the time,
to myself,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And Proud has been used from churches to gay events.
Yeah.
And
brilliant.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, that is great, isn't it? Because it encompasses everybody.
You know,
that's
I've done
great.
It with choirs and the. From the Welsh choir to a gay choir, all men's gay choir, who I have to say were fantastic. One of the best interpretations I've ever heard.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. We've got one here in Bristol, haven't we?
We have an LGBT choir called Sing Out Bristol who sing here. There are 120 strong.
Wow. There's nothing like voices together.
No.
It's a bonding experience, choirs.
I'm sure if you wanted to sing with them, they'd be very happy.
Look at him ringing me out. I'm telling you. We've got a list of fees back there.
Listen. Yeah,
they're just waiting for you backstage. No, I'm joking.
we're going to have to wrap up in a minute because I know in a sec the stage is going to start coming down. Yep. But, and I'm guessing you probably will get off and put your feet up and have a bit of a chill.
I am going back to London today.
Are you?
It was definitely worth the trip. Oh, yes.
So will you come back again sometime and sing for us at Pride?
Of course I would.
Oh, that'd be
absolutely
brilliant.
Yeah. I'm still annoyed with myself that I can't remember the first Pride that I sung at, but I shouldn't have brought that
back. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked that question.
Put me on the spot. I did like you. But anyway.
That's one down.
Anyway. Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
She did like you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was so good because she was so chatty. I mean, she actually wanted to be interviewed. It's the difference between having someone who doesn't really want to be interviewed.
It was
interviewed,
wonderful.
Really
it was really good.
Be.
So, and I can tell you, it was Birmingham Pride that she performed at. So,
yeah. So if you're listening, Heather, it was Birmingham,
all
right?
It was Birmingham, yeah. And thank you so much for coming to us because it was really, really good fun. So, and this is a song that we were talking about, isn't it, that's taken her all around the world. But I couldn't resist but to play this. This is Heather Smallwood, Proud.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Love that song. That's Proud.
Yeah, it's a brilliant song, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And like she said, it's been used in so many different things.
Yeah.
It's amazing that it goes from churches and religion to LGBT.
Yeah,
there aren't many things that could do.
She's got a sort of church background, hasn't she? And she sort of sang in choirs when she was very young and so on.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think that whole sort of stream has kind of come into her music, I think. So it's pretty good.
It's a proper anthem.
Yeah. Hey, it certainly is.
Yeah. Did you see the crowd? They all knew it and they were all singing along.
You couldn't help not know,
really? It was great.
Especially if you've watched Miranda.
So I'm waiting for the spitting image doll to come out now.
Oh, no. We actually do it at work. We sing it to each other as well. It's kind of like a Miranda spin-off, but now they do it even more now that they know that I've met her. It's quite funny.
And I take it you two, we got Terry and Ivan in the studio.
Hello.
I take it you two had a wonderful Pride.
Oh, I still haven't come down yet.
No.
I'm still buzzing.
Yeah. It's all that preparation. I mean, because it takes us months to prep for it all. It's all done and gone and that quick.
It was a totally different experience for me because I haven't broadcast before from Pride. I've always been on the other side of the fence. So for me,
it was amazing. You enjoyed the broadcasting experience?
Oh, totally, yeah. And I'm ready for next year.
Cool. Excellent.
Now, I wanted to get you both in for this final bit of the show because, of course, the next big thing on our radar is our second show. For those of you who don't know, this is Shout Out's main show, but we also do a late night special once a quarter called Shout Out After Dark, which broadcasts in our midnight slot here on BCFM. I know it goes out on Pirate Nation Radio as well. I can't remember what time though, but I'll find out from Richard. It's coming end of August, our next one. And I believe our plan is Pride, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be all about Pride, but also all about not just Bristol Pride, but Pride generally. Pride as a principle and what function Pride marches and festivals have in contemporary gay culture
And where it all comes from, kind of like
where it all comes from, you know,
because it does date back to Stonewall, doesn't it, Pride?
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, the first Gay Freedom Day in New York, which was June 1970, was on the first anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, which, if you don't know, was an event over five nights in June 1969, in which patrons of a bar called the Stonewall Inn in Christopher Street in New York, Sheridan Square, fought against police harassment, which was routine in gay bars at the time in New York.
A lot of people don't realise that there were actually riots a couple of years before that in one of the bars in Los Angeles in the Sunset Junction area. So that actually preceded the Stonewall thing. But Stonewall seems to be the thing that everybody celebrates as marking the beginning of...
Yeah, there was actually a long prehistory protest before Stonewall.
Well, hopefully we're going to get a few people in who will remember that kind of time and also can talk about what happened here in Bristol, because of course first Pride here in Bristol I think were around about 1976.
76 I think is 76. The first one, Avon Gay Pride, first took place in 1976.
And, we think we managed to get hold of a couple of people who remember it and the organisation of it, and we've got a few who remember it from the 90s ones. And of course Darren's going to come on, who is the current one, which
is quite good. The current Pride,
Of course it also contains Screen Queens, which is Ivan's little film review.
The Screen Queens.
What are we doing this one?
Well, actually, obviously we did Pride last time, but
the film Pride.
Yeah, yes, we did the film Pride, but this time we're going to be reviewing the movie Match, which was with Patrick Stewart. And that actually featured as part of the Pride Queer Vision Film Festival. So I'm really looking forward to reviewing that. And I'm hopefully going to be reviewing that with Jane, who organises Pride, and a few other people as well.
She does the Queer Vision Film
Festival.
That's right.
Well, that's what the movie was part of. So, and there you go. So cool. It should be fantastic.
Well, we'll be recording that soon, and it'll be coming at end of August-ish. We'll let you know. But that's it for this week. We hope you had a wonderful Pride this year. I know we did, didn't we?
Yeah, and of course, we've run out of time. But if you do want to hear the whole live broadcast again, check out bcfmradio.com/pride.
But for all the info about Shout Out and ourselves and Shout Out After the Dark and the like, go to our website, shoutoutradio.org.uk. We'll be back next week live from 7 as always, but for myself and the team here, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.